Hey, what's up, what's up, what's up, and welcome back to the White Flag Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Moynihan, and this time and space exists for you to get off the endless treadmill of spiritual exhaustion so you can find hope and rest with Jesus in our hurried, manic, control-obsessed world. And today, if you're unfamiliar with the flow of the show, we kind of spend two times a month in a monologue where I kind of just talk about things that I'm learning and really just sharing what I've learned from wiser people than myself. Then once a month, we do an interview with someone who's an actual expert in embracing these acts of courageous surrender and what does it mean to give up the performative ways of our faith and just delight in who God is and what he says about us. And then once a month, we do what we're calling sort of guided episodes where we create guided meditations or time of contemplation for you to think about how God is at work or to reflect on a psalm and create space for you to take on a new posture and a new pace and even a new volume as you build these new spiritual rhythms of surrender into your walk with Jesus. So today is one of those guided episodes, and I'm really excited to get into it with you because this is a practice that I have found myself falling back into over and over again when I find myself just striving for intimacy with Jesus instead of resting in the truth that he is already at work in my life. If you're familiar with Scripture, and I'm assuming most of you are, there are these traits that should be true for those who walk with Jesus and follow Jesus called the fruit of the Spirit, as outlined by Paul. And the thing is that many of us, this fruit of the Spirit, we fight to experience them because the fruit are all good things we want to experience, like love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. We all want these things. We all want these things to be true about us. But if we aren't wise, if we don't take a moment to step back from the frenetic pace of life, we oftentimes will try to fight or force our way into producing these things instead of realizing that the reason Paul calls them fruit of the Spirit is because they are the natural overflow of being rooted and planted in the presence of Jesus. By abiding in the Spirit and sitting and resting and listening to his leading and what God is doing within us, the fruit of the Spirit, like self-control and goodness and patience, these are things that are birthed from a healthy soul. They're not things you and I can just manufacture by trying to be tough enough or disciplined enough. And so in our guided time today, I just want to create space for you and I to reflect on the fruit of the Spirit and even go through a breathing exercise so that you and I can inhale what God says is available to us if we just rest in him and in his truth. And exhale that which comes out of our own human striving. I'm going to lead us through a time with some background music where we are going to read over the list of the fruit of the Spirit, what the Holy Spirit produces in our lives, and then over time, just create space for you to inhale the gift of God, the fruit of love, the fruit of joy, the fruit of peace, and give you some time to exhale those emotions or those tensions that are stirring up within you, just to let them out and bring them to the altar of the Father and say, God, take these. I know that I'm feeling these. These are real. I'm struggling with these things, but I know they are not from you. They are the product of me trying to navigate my chaotic and sinful world. And I'm going to breathe in what you promise me if I rest and delight in you. So that's what we're going to do today. If anything, this would be a great time for you just to reflect on the promises of God, to embrace the good things he wants you to experience, and to really take a moment to identify what is within you and how does that fly in the face of what God wants you to experience, even in the midst of pain, because these things don't occur apart from pain. These things are true in the midst of pain. And I just want to create a space for you to reflect, to maybe even journal after and give you some time to connect with God and really ask that he would produce this fruit in your life instead of you striving for it. So I'll read the verse, I'll kind of guide you through it a little bit, and you'll have lots of time to sit and reflect and contemplate as together we step into this moment of courageous surrender and increase our intimacy with Jesus and the ways in which we rest with the Holy Spirit as he continues to lead us and give us discernment as we navigate the crazy world around us. Galatians 5, verse 22 to 23, Paul writes, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self control. There is no law against these things. So as we step into this time of reflection and getting centered, as we lay down our scattered senses to rest with Jesus, I want to read through this list of the fruit of the Spirit and even give you an idea of what might be brewing within you that is the opposite of that fruit, and invite you to bring it to God. And as we do that, to inhale the fruit of the Spirit and exhale that which is the opposite. Heavenly Father, as we step into this time, would you help us trust and believe that love and joy and patience and goodness and self-control, that no matter what we are going through right now in this moment as we listen, that this fruit of the Spirit is real, it is available, and it is possible no matter what we face. God, we bring to you our scattered selves and that which is stirring within us that maybe makes it feel like these things are impossible. God, we bring all that to you, our full selves, and ask that you meet us here and go to work and touch on the things that only you can work on. In Jesus' name we ask for your help now. Amen. And as we step into this time, I will list a fruit of the Holy Spirit in your life and encourage you to breathe that in while exhaling the opposite. Take a moment to take some deep breaths and breathe in love and exhale any hate you have in your life right now. Visualize breathing in the love of God poured out for you through Jesus, and exhaling the hate or resentment that you are harboring due to any number of circumstances today. Breathe in the joy that comes from God and exhale the despair that occurs when we are apart from Him. Spend some time taking long, deep breaths, inhaling the peace of God, the fruit of the Spirit that is peace. And exhale your anxiety. Exhale the things that are causing anxiousness within you and ask God to hold them for you as you get centered on Him now. inhale patience. This gift, this fruit of the Spirit, to be patient in our world. And as you breathe out, exhale the restlessness that you and I feel. Inhale kindness, the fruit of the Spirit, to be kind to all you come across. And as you do, exhale the selfishness we all possess, the self-centered, self-focused world that you and I are constantly encouraged to build. Breathe that out. Breathe out that selfishness. Confess it and inhale the kindness that God gives us because of our faith. Next, inhale the fruit of goodness and exhale any rage or evil that is within you. Next, inhale gentleness. As modeled by Jesus, inhale the fruit of the Spirit of gentleness and exhale whatever unnecessary aggression is within you. Scripture is clear, it is not a sin to be angry, but there is an element where that aggression or that anger can become sinful. Inhale the gentleness that comes from abiding in Jesus. And exhale any unnecessary aggression you know that is not from the Father, that you just need to confess to Him and give to Him because He cares for you. And lastly, inhale self-control, the fruit of the Spirit of being able to live a disciplined life modeled by Jesus and by the apostles. And as we seek to do that and invite God to give us the strength, we exhale our lust and our obsession with consumption. Inhale the fruit and gift of the Spirit to be self-controlled, and exhale the lust and consumption that drives so much of our reactive lives. God, we praise you and we thank you that the things our human condition is desperate for, like love and peace and joy, God, we thank you that they are freely given by you to us simply because we put our faith in you, Jesus. God, we praise you for that gift and ask that you would give us discipline and self-control to repeat these practices and rhythms so that we can operate out of the overflow of your work in our hearts in these times of reflection. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, y'all, again, this is one of those times where this has been helpful for me, so I'm going to share it, and I don't know if it's helpful for you. But if it is, or if it was, or you find yourself adopting this practice as a way to get centered and push out that which you know is not what God wants you to experience and to breathe in the fruit that he does want you to possess, I'd love to hear from you. You can always reach me at jonathanmoynihan.com. You can contact me there and just let me know how God is at work in your life. I'm not going to lie, staring at a camera, you kind of wonder, is this helping anybody? But I'm encouraged by those of you who do reach out and let me know that God is using these things to help reshape and renew your faith and dependency on God from the intimate place in your life. If you haven't done so yet, I would love to humbly request that you subscribe to the YouTube show, just in case that's how you consume your podcast. And since the majority of you do listen via audio, if you're not on YouTube, that's fine. But I still would love for you to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Don't think you can do it on Spotify yet, but that's okay. But if you do consume it via Apple, like the majority of you do, I'd love for you to rate and review the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. I pray this time was productive for you. I pray that God would do much of it and much with it. And I will see you again in the next couple weeks if my baby boy is born between now and when the show gets publicized. You will get some sort of notice from me, so you won't be wondering, hey, where's the next episode? I'll let you know, but we might take a week or two off. But in the meantime, be well. Thanks so much for being here, guys, and I will talk to you soon.